This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your rational living. We would like to once again express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level, and for that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would once again remind you that there exists for each of you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, as well, you will find that as a result of the energy that you have collected in this space on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you like to refer to as a meditative state, and to experience that interaction, that telepathic exchange of information in that meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and you will find it quite easy to accomplish that altered conscious state. But as always, of course, the choice to become involved in that process is yours, absolutely. Now, when we first begin to interact with you in this particular incarnational period, we spoke to you of the alteration, the shift in energy that you utilize to comprise this vibrational level, what we refer to as the new age and new energy. And for many of you, when we spoke of that in the beginning, it seemed like it was such a long period off in terms of your relation to this time concept. And yet here we are, once again, in relation to your concept of time and space. Well into that alterated period, into this new age and new energy. And you, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, are beginning to experience and have the opportunity to observe alterations in your reality that are occurring as a result of conscious creation, expression and completion of conscious choices and beliefs and belief systems. Many of the individuals existing within your current incarnational period, for example, are holding the belief that you are, as a human race, as a human consciousness, as existing in your so-called awakened consciousness state, having an impact on your environment as a result of the utilization of certain types of energy. And you are most certainly experiencing changes in your climate as a result of those beliefs and belief systems that are held in being expressed from a conscious state as opposed to a subconscious state. When we first begin, once again, in your so-called past, to interact with you in this particular incarnational period, we suggested that in your so-called last century that there had been a shift in the axis of your Earth system. And as a result of the shift in that axis, you would experience many changes to your climate and to the activities that are carried out upon the surface of your Earth as what you would refer to as geological activities. You're experiencing them, and they are causing as much of an alteration in your environment and in your so-called climate change as are the activities that you refer to as the utilization of various types of energy that are influencing this reality that you exist in. We suggest it. That as a result of the shift in that axis of your Earth system, that you would experience what you refer to as the shifting of your Earth plates, and as a result of that, experiencing earthquakes and experiencing volcanic activity that would occur throughout various areas of your Earth system. And that many times there would be types of various, what you refer to as human disasters occurring from those particular geological activities that are occurring as a result of the alteration of the shift in your axis that you put in place early to mid last century, almost 100 of your years ago. It's a shift that has occurred at the center of your Earth system. Very hard to detect, almost indetectable, almost minute, and yet that simple shift in the axis, that minute shift in the axis, has resulted in if you wish, a radiation of energy that's occurred from the center of your Earth and is affecting your Earth surface. And it shall continue. It shall continue as a choice that was put in place, once again, in your so-called subconscious creation process. And yet in your so-called new age and new energy. Because you hold the belief in your so-called awakened consciousness state that you are experiencing an alteration in your climate as a result of the utilization of your so-called fossil fuels. You are experiencing that alteration. You are experiencing that climate change. In this new age and new energy that you are, once again, based upon your belief in time and space, well into that alteration, past the so-called point of time where it began to be experienced in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you have, once again, been creating from a conscious choice and from conscious belief systems. Alterations in your reality, conscious creation. Now, when we first suggested that there would be this alteration in your so-called energy that you utilize to create this reality, many individuals that were listening to our message assumed that it would be all positive types of realities that you would experience. We didn't suggest that what you would experience in your awakened consciousness state would be what you would judge in your awakened consciousness state to be either positive or negative. There was no such suggestion. That was an assumption. Based upon this belief and understanding in the alteration of your energy, that indeed, if you could consciously create this reality, why would you not create a reality that in your so-called awakened consciousness state you would view as being a positive reality or a desirable reality as opposed to a negative or a less than desirable reality. And yet, as we have suggested many, many times, the stock of consciousness that you are, that creates this reality, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or not desirable, but rather gives to you a validation of your beliefs and belief systems without judgment, without whether considering whether it's right or wrong or something that you should or should not be experiencing in your so-called awakened consciousness state. It creates the reality that you desire based upon the beliefs you hold without judging whether it's right or wrong, but rejoices in the creation. It's only in your awakened consciousness state that you make this judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. And as we've suggested once again in the past, we're not saying that that's something that you should or should not do. Indeed, operating in your so-called awakened consciousness stage almost requires that you put in place these judgments as what's right or wrong. It allows your societies to function. It allows your interactions to have limitations and to allow you to experience this vast range of emotions and desires that you wish to experience. So, you in your awakened consciousness state hold beliefs that for some may be less than desirable. And as a result of holding those beliefs in your awakened consciousness state, and as a result of making choices and decisions based upon those beliefs and using your imagination of what it's going to be like to experience those realities, you create the reality. And it may or may not be, once again, what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being desirable. And yet you are experiencing a reality that's being vastly impacted by choices that you make in your awakened consciousness state, by beliefs that you hold in your awakened consciousness state, based upon what you believe to be absolute facts. If you continue to remember the basics of the reality that you experience, if you can in your so-called awakened consciousness state accept that it's an illusion, and as such is within your capacity to alter, then the only limitation to the creation experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state is your imagination. Once again, when we first interacted with you in this incarnational period, many of your so-called years before you entered into this new age and new energy, we suggested that there had been in your so-called history in your past to once again utilize your belief in time and space in order to give some type of credibility or some type of reference that you can relate to. We suggested in your so-called past that you had been through on your earth systems various periods of existence and creation processes, the Lemurian period, where you, in your awakened consciousness state, understood to a great extent exactly how you created this reality, and as a result you had the capacity to enter into or leave this vibrational level almost at will. And you began the creation process. And then you entered into what we refer to as the Atlantean periods. And in the Atlantean periods, you developed a technology, had an understanding of the utilization of the energy that's available in your Earth system. And through the utilization of various types of crystals, you were able to utilize and to capture, if you wish, the energy that exists from the sun that reaches your atmosphere and it reaches your Earth systems on a daily basis. And as a result of the utilization of that energy, you developed a very, what you might refer to today as an environmental friendly and limitless amount of energy. Your scientists understand, even in your so-called present time, that there is more energy reaching your Earth system in one day than what, based upon your current use of energy throughout your entire world, you could consume over the entire next century. Each day, that energy is there. What scientists have lacked to this point is the utilization of the imagination on how to utilize and how to manipulate and to capture that energy. An absolutely so-called eco-friendly type of energy that in terms in comparison to your so-called fossil fuels is limitless. That ability exists and you've utilized it. You have utilized it. We're not talking about some other entities that have never had that experience. You have utilized it in other existences, in other incarnational periods. And we continue to say that you have utilized it when in actuality you exist in the now. And while we have struggled many times to give you some type of example of what it is like to exist in the now, nonetheless, the utilization of that energy through other sources is occurring in other so-called incarnational periods in the now. And you are the entities that are involved in that creation process. Utilization of imagination. Perhaps one of the least understood concepts of the creation process is the utilization of your imagination. As we have suggested many times, the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And many times, the imagination ends where one begins to consider that, well, that's not possible. We can't really achieve that type of transformation or creation process in our so-called physical world. This physical world that you exist in is an illusion. It's not real. It's the least real of any of the realities that you will experience. It's your creation. It's absolutely, totally, and 100% within your capacity to manipulate and to alter it and to change. And you do it on a continual basis. That's the irony of this whole scenario, is that you do it on a continual basis. You continuously alter this reality. Constantly, you alter your reality. Constantly, you alter the interactions that you have with other entities. You constantly make choices and decisions that influence your reality. And in this so-called new age and new energy, the thought process that you utilize to hold certain ideas, if you wish, beliefs in your so-called conscious awareness state, you are influencing, through that process, the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities, influencing your choices and decisions. The key to altering what it is that you hold in your so-called conscious state as being a belief or belief system that you put in that forefront, if you wish, is the utilization of your imagination. What can you imagine? We have also suggested in your so-called past that all the things that you experience in your day-to-day activity that you tack as advancements in your so-called technological creation have been the result of someone's imagination. First you imagine. You desire and you expect. And you create. It seems like such a simple process. You see, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, that doesn't fit in. That's not the way that really occurs. And so you like to believe that it's necessary to go through various types of alterations and growth and understanding through various scientific experiments, for example, before you can achieve what it is that you utilize as being a possibility. You have this tendency, in order to make it more real, to hold a belief that it's very difficult to accomplish what it is that you imagine. Oh, that's really a nice imagination, but we can't possibly have that. It's not possible to create that. It's not possible to have that experience. You have, when you entered into this vibrational level, agreed to participate in what we like to refer to as the human consciousness beliefs and belief system. Beliefs in time and space. Beliefs in the necessity to exist within this so-called atmospheric pressure, beliefs that it's not possible for you to create your own reality. Beliefs that this reality that you experience is beyond your control. Those are very difficult belief systems for you to step outside of. And yet, as you once again look at the so-called technological advances that you have experienced in your so-called awakened consciousness state, it has almost invariably been as the result of someone using their imagination to step outside of that belief that they're not in control. And as we have suggested time and time again, the only limitations to your creation process is your imagination. You, in other incarnational periods, particularly in your so-called Atlantean experiences, possess in those particular incarnational periods an understanding of the utilization of energy through a very simple means, an understanding of the utilization of a type of transportation that's beyond anything that you utilize in your so-called current incarnational period. That information is available. You have but to believe. You have but to utilize your imagination. And many times, entering into what we refer to as a meditative state, searching for various solutions to particular desires that one might wish to experience in your awakened consciousness state, can allow you to utilize that imagination in the altered state of consciousness, and as a result, begin to receive from other incarnational periods validation that indeed it is possible to experience a particular reality in this incarnational period. When you enter into your so-called dream state, you in that state, each of you, interact with other entities in other incarnational periods. You do it on a regular basis. It's not something that someone is good at doing and the other is not so good at doing. Absolutely not. Some may be better at bringing back a memory of that interaction of some type. Very difficult to bring back an exact memory of the interaction or the experience. And so while there are some who may be better equipped, if you wish, or have accomplished a better method of bringing back a memory of that interaction, even though at many times, once again, it's a very distorted memory, but nonetheless, the memory. While others have difficulty remembering any of that particular type of experiences in the so-called deep dream state, nonetheless, we assure you that each of you are involved in those experiences. Each of you in that altered state of consciousness interact with other entities, put in place beliefs and belief systems, alter beliefs and belief systems. Once again, because of your belief in time and space, it's a difficult concept to grasp, but you interact in that so-called altered state of consciousness in all the so-called incarnational periods that you're involved in. But nonetheless, for some there's the capacity to bring back the memory of that interaction. And many of them you look upon who are quite accurate at bringing back that particular memory, you look upon as being somehow more advanced, somehow possessing a gift, that somehow they have a capacity to understand what's not available to the average person, if you wish. But it's really not true. It's available to each of you. But some, once again, are simply more accomplished at retaining the memory of that interaction. However, in your altered state of consciousness that you refer to as a meditative state, you can absolutely reach that same state of consciousness, of altered consciousness, and while retaining a memory of the interaction that occurred. Now for many, once again, it becomes much more difficult. Because you see, you're trying to step outside of a human consciousness belief system that you have agreed to participate and to put in place. And that becomes very difficult. For the few that, that are successful at that accomplishment, many of your so-called normal consciousness individuals have a tendency to look at them as somehow being superior. You've even gone so far in instances to put upon them the capacity of not only being superior, but somehow being an entity that has achieved a status that's not available to each of you. You hold them up for what you in your so-called awakened consciousness state would refer to as some type of a god. But if you wish to hold someone up as some type of a god, that's your choice. But as we have suggested to you time and time and time again, there is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. You simply put in place a much stronger type of veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And those individuals that you hold up as somehow being superior have simply managed to step more outside of the limitations of that so-called veil. It begs the question as to who is the most successful. You see, you entered into this vibrational level to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings. And you put in place this veil to limit your capacity to understand who and what you are in order to enhance that experience of intense emotions and feelings. And so, once again, it begs the question, who is the most successful in their creation process, the one who steps into this vibrational level and exists completely within the limitations that they chose to put in place through the perpetuation of the veil, or those who choose to enter into this vibrational level and then succeed to a certain extent of understanding the creation process and to a certain extent have the capacity to operate without certain limitations that are put in place by that veil. An interesting concept. Who is the most successful? Depends on what it is that you desire. Depends on what it is that you wish to experience. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. When you enter into that meditative state, we have suggested and you take with you the desire to remain aware of what it is you're experiencing and to bring back into this conscious state the memory of what that experience was. Many times, even in those instances, one has a tendency to believe that what that experience was only imagination. It just doesn't seem real. The irony of it is that it's more real than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And that's the irony. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you will experience in any level of consciousness. And so bringing back into this consciousness state retained memories of interacting in that so-called altered state of consciousness can assist one in achieving that which you desire. You have examples in your so-called history of individuals who have been experiencing what you would refer to as challenging problems in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And their solution to solving those problems has not been to attempt any type of conscious decisions and choices to solve their problem, not utilizing any of the so-called known facts of your so-called scientific community to solve their problems, but rather have chosen to enter into a meditative state or an altered state of consciousness, and for some into a dream state where they have the capacity to a certain extent to remember what it is that they experienced in that dream state. And in those altered state of consciousness have put in place a request, if you want, a desire to their so-called higher self for a solution to the problem they're experiencing in their awakened consciousness state. And when they awake and enter back into your so-called awakened consciousness state, they bring with them that retained memory of the solution to their problem. And many times, those solutions are what you in your awakened consciousness state might refer to as outside of the box. And yet, we would assure you that in other incarnational periods, entities are experiencing realities based upon those so-called outside-the-box solutions. And so it is in this so-called current incarnational period that you exist in, solutions to what you now in your so-called awakened consciousness state are referring to as traumatic changes as a result of the utilization of your so-called fossil fuels. The solution to that problem exists outside the box, but it does exist absolutely. And once again, the irony of it is that many of the so-called alterations of the traumatic the changes that you're experiencing in your atmosphere are not just the result of your belief in a climatic change from the utilization of fossil fuels, but as a result of the alteration and the slight shifting of your Earth on its axis that occurred in your last century. That we, in our so-called past interactions with you, have suggested would happen. Until you change the belief, until you once again search outside the box, if you wish, based upon your current beliefs and belief systems, those alterations will continue to change. Based upon your current belief systems, and based upon this new age and new energy that you are in, your conscious thoughts and feelings, both as individuals, as a society, and as a human consciousness, are affecting those realities in a manner that once again was very difficult for even one individual to achieve in your so-called past. Be aware of your conscious thoughts. Be aware particularly of your conscious beliefs and belief systems. Understand that this reality that you are experiencing is an illusionary reality. Understand that it's within your capacity to alter it. Not only is it within your capacity, but that you do so on a continual basis. Once again, that's the irony. This is not something that you have to learn how to do. You do it on a continual basis. What you have to learn to is to accept the responsibility. You have to learn to understand that you all are absolutely in control. And to do that, once again, almost defies the very reason why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. It's a very, very strange paradox that you would choose to create a reality that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and then, while you exist within that reality, have this deep desire to have the capacity to alter it. As we have suggested many times as well, it's almost beyond our comprehension why one would choose such an existence. And so understand, once again, that the solutions to what you might refer to as your problems are available, absolutely, without question. It's a matter of utilizing imagination. It's a matter of understanding what it is you desire, and it's a matter of making the right choices and decisions to put those reality creations into process so that you can experience it. Something that, once again, you do on a continual basis. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. The simplest statements that we give to you are the most important. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. You are all that is. You create your reality to validate your belief system, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is an illusion. And you have the capacity to alter it. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you wish, we would return and attempt to answer any questions that you may have for us. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with you. And so we would leave you with love and with peace.